Bernard Ivory has had somebody on my tail for years, she said matter-of-factly, settling into the booth and unwrapping a big green scarf from her neck. Really? Why? I asked, playing along. Fred was right. This woman was unhinged. She pursed her lips and looked at me over the top of her glasses. If you've been talking to Fred, then you know why, she said. You were the one with Jonathan Ivory the other day, weren't you? I nodded. Then you were there. So you know I was there. She was getting excited. I got the last water and soil samples right there at the dock, and you saw me. I stared at her. I saw you there, sure, but I don't know what you were doing. I was getting the last samples. Oh, this is better than I could have asked for, she said, and burst into a beautiful, deep laugh. The press was there to see my last sample collection. What paper did you say you're from? Ocean City Weekly Breeze. It's the Arts and Entertainment Weekly. Her smile dimmed for a fraction of a second. Then she beamed again and said, Well, Jamie, you are about to get your big break. The New York Times is going to be knocking at your door because I have got a story to tell you.